The Lord put in my heart to share something. Just pray in the Holy Ghost for a second. Shuto romato shandala biyara mochela miyambra ho santa kaya. Libia botashando kashato kashanta kashato kusunta kya. Ibaramoko fromoko sushanda kashanta kus. You know, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're searching the deep things of God. You're searching for revelation knowledge. Amen. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, prayed in the Holy Spirit, and that's how he got so much revelation knowledge, man. It isn't anything he studied. It's something he sought. Hello. Something he digged for in the Spirit. Would you turn to the book of Ephesians, please? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. If you don't have a Bible, we have some. If anybody needs a Bible, we gladly give you one. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, would you read it with me, please? Hallelujah. Everyone say, Lord, open my ears to hear, my heart to receive, and my eyes to see the things of the Spirit. Shut the doors of carnality and open the doors of your throne room. In Jesus' name. Ooh. In verse 3, would you read it? Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? With a couple of what? With one of what? With what? Every spiritual blessing. Now highlight that, please. Every spiritual blessing. Whoa. You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. That means that's a part of your predestination. That means everything is available to you. There isn't anything withheld from you except for what you don't know. Hello. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing. That's called your inheritance. Everybody got it? Everybody say, my inheritance is with every spiritual blessing. Amen. Now look at, and he said in verse 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy and without blame before him in love. Now you know, we can't be holy in our own strength. Amen. That's why you have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You've got the Holy Spirit. That's the only way you can become holy. Because he's the one that directs you. He's the one that empowers you. In fact, your inheritance, the Holy Spirit is the down payment of your inheritance. Has everybody got it? And because he's the down payment of your inheritance, that allows you to walk in holiness. Now, it's nothing that you can do of your own strength. In fact, your own righteousness is filthy rags. It's all about him and walking in his presence. And we've been hearing a lot about the anointing. Amen? And that's what God has predestined for you, because he came to bring us the anointing, didn't he? So that we can overcome all things of the powers of darkness. And it said that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. So listen, you are the inheritance to Jesus. Has everybody got it? And because you are the inheritance to him, he has an inheritance for you. That's why you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. How many of y'all want to manifest your inheritance? Praise God. Well, that's what we're going to talk about, manifesting your inheritance. Amen. Let's go on. Verse 5. Having what? Predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. So it was his choice. It was his good pleasure. To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have what? Redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Which he made to abound toward us in all what? wisdom and prudence. I'm telling you, there's nothing withheld from you. Having made known to us the what? Mystery of His will. According to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all that's in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him. In Him also we have obtained a what? Inheritance. Being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things, according to the counsel of His will. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. Powerful. So that we should be the praise of His glory. In other words, you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing, predestined, meaning everything is available for you. With the anointing, because that's a part of your inheritance, so that all glory can be brought to Him in everything that you do. Does God want you to prosper? Amen. Does He want you to be a beggar? No. He wants you to be the head, not the tail. Does He want you to walk in bondage? Does He want you to walk in fear? No. Does He want you to walk in a curse? No. You know how many people bring self-imposed curses? You know, only you can break yourself from the curse. Go to let's see where we are. Second Chronicles. Go there. Second Chronicles. Oh, hallelujah. And chapter 20. Yeah. Good. Thank you, Lord. Second Chronicles 20. Manifesting your inheritance. Oh, hallelujah. And chapter 20. Let's see. Start at verse 1. We'll skip around this. Would you read it with me? It happened after this that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and others, with them besides the Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Now Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. And all of these surrounding places are getting ready to come against him in battle. And Jehoshaphat said, there's no way that we are going to defeat our enemy because their armies are much bigger and stronger than we are. So he said, okay, let's get together here. He did not call anybody. Hello. He did not go to the phone. He went right to the throne. Hello. And he proclaimed a fast and went to the Lord. Is everybody with me? And his whole nation there fasted and they prayed and they went to the Lord and the Lord sent a prophet to him. Let me tell you, when you deny yourself, hello, and you really set your face towards God, God always sends you an answer. Always. There's never a time when He won't answer you. He will always send you an answer. Do you understand this? You may not know what to do today, but you will. Hello. Sometimes everybody wants an answer right now, or they get all frustrated. Yeah. Oh, I don't get my answer now, little baby Huey. Little flesh creature. Oh, I don't get what I want. God can't use you. Why? Because it's too much of you. Amen. See, nobody, there's not enough there to willing to set their face towards the Lord and wait on Him. They just write a prayer request like they're writing to Santa Claus and hope that Santa will bring them the gift. You know? But anyways, they sat and they waited on the Lord and they continued to seek the Lord and the Lord sent a prophet. And the purpose of the answer was to get the people back in position so they could defeat their enemy because they were out of position. Is everybody with me? And that's one of the ways you receive your inheritance is by staying in position. Because once you're out of position, let me tell you, there's a lot of things that God wants to do through us. But there are things that He doesn't want you to do for Him. Does everybody understand that? That's how people interfere with the ways of God. Because they're out of position. Is everybody okay? Okay, let's go a little further here. So the prophet come around and he said, listen, I got to tell you something. He said, what did he say? He said something in here. Hold on a second. And he said, listen, in verse 15. And he said, listen, all you Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus is the Lord to you. Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of the great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but who? God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up again by the ascent of Ziz, and will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerol. Come on, everybody, read 17 with me. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord your God. Come on. So what was he saying? Man, you need to get in position. But see, too many people are in the butt ministry. But. I told you, God doesn't want you to be the tail. He wants you to be the head. They're always reasoning and counteralizing. But, it just doesn't work that way. You've got to get in position. And the only way things happen in your inheritance is manifested in your life is by getting in position. That's the only way. Because you can't receive the things of the Spirit unless you're in the Spirit. Everybody got it? So here the Lord sent a message to Jehoshaphat and said, listen, get your people in position. You know what he told them? Get a praise team together. He said, get a praise team together. And now go out before the army. Can you see us in the Gulf War? Hallelujah. Man, we wouldn't still be, we'd be out of Iraq already if they sent a praise team over there. We had already taken Iraq, set up a big church, you know. There are already ministries all over the place over there. They'd have been bound down to their God instead of the demon that they worship. Oh, hallelujah. So Jehoshaphat obeyed the prophet, and he said something very powerful in verse 20. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be what? Established. Ooh, that's positioned. Now, believe in his prophets, and you shall what? Prosper. So listen, he says here, listen, get in position and you'll prosper. Why? Because the only way you'll prosper if your inheritance is manifesting. Does everybody got it? So, they obeyed. Now look at this. And verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. So these guys were all out before the army. Now when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord sent ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So these guys didn't even know who they were fighting. The presence of God caused such confusion in the enemy's camp that they ended up killing each other. And that's all they had to do. That's all Judah had to do, which means praise. Amen. That's why we serve the line of Judah, because there's praise. And now the king of Judah, hello? That's all they did was they got everybody together, went ahead of the army, praised and worshiped the Lord. And what did the Lord do? He ambushed their enemies, didn't he? Now, he was fulfilling, God was going to fulfill what he had said, because Jehoshaphat said, listen, believe in the Lord and you'll be established, right? In other words, we'll be positioned. And believe in the word that came to you, and you're going to prosper. So everybody got it. So now he established him by what? Defeating them, didn't he? Amen. He put them in position to defeat the armies that were coming against them. How many of you know that there's powers of darkness coming against you? If you don't know, you're deceived. Do you know that there are demons from hell that have been assigned to your life? Has everybody got it? They've been assigned to your life. And as you begin to grow and mature in the Lord, some drop off and other ones pick up. Has everybody got it? Another level, another devil, right? So here's something powerful. Now he says, okay, so they utterly destroyed it. Now look at verse 24. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. No one escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. That's called prosperity. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that the heavenlies are taken by force. There are times when you just got to take it. And you take it by decreeing. You take it by intercession. You take it by force. What is rightfully yours. Has everybody got it? What is rightfully... You know, so many people don't know what their inheritance is. So if you don't know what it is, then you don't know what's coming. You don't know what's due you. Amen? Well, we already know that the Holy Spirit is the down payment of your inheritance. The major part of your inheritance is God's presence. Without God's presence, you're nothing, and that's the anointing. Does everybody see? But in His presence is everything. Does everybody got this? In His presence is everything. Why? Every spiritual blessing is available to you. So the first thing that we must do is get positioned, not out of position. The Bible says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and curses the man who trusts in man. Amen? So by staying in position, you are avoiding cursing. You are avoiding curses brought upon you. Does everybody understand that? See, remember, a demon is a carrier of the curse, isn't he? He's a messenger of a curse. So he's always trying to get you out of position by luring you one way or another. What he tries to do is promote self. Why? Because self is the offspring of darkness, isn't it? Amen? Is everybody with me? Now remember, we talked about this before. We had a powerful message from the Lord Saturday morning. It was very powerful. And I just want to expound on some of these areas. So what gets us out of position is self. Because self was born in darkness, and self is... In fact, God doesn't fellowship with self, does he? He fellowships with who? His child. Somebody hit the AC. Thank God, it's not just me. Hallelujah. Now, here's self, right? Self. That's where there's selfishness. Me, myself, and I, Trinity of Darkness. Hello. Self can never get in position of God. Self must stay out. Is everybody with me? Self will draw you out of position. I want, I need, ay, 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 ay. Amen? We call it demonic pizza. Self. Now, what protects self? Pride. What protects pride? Anger. What protects anger? Fear. See, where there's one, there's a cluster. So, what protects self? Pride. What protects pride? Anger. What protects anger? Fear. So these things, these spirits will manifest to assist self and promote self. So everybody got it? Cool. Turn to Mark 12. Will they interfere with your inheritance? Yes, they will. Why? Because you've gotten put out of position. Amen? You've been put out of position. In Mark chapter 12. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. starting at verse 1. And he, Jesus, began to speak to them in parables. And he said this. He said, a man planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a place for the wine vat, and built a tower. And he leased it to the vine dressers and went into the far country. Now at vintage time, he sent a servant to the vine dressers that he might receive some of the fruit of the vineyard from the vine dressers. And he took him, and they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent them another servant, and at him they threw stones, wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully treated. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. Therefore, still having one son, his beloved, he also sent him to them last, saying, they will respect my son. But those vine dressers said among themselves, this is the heir. Everyone say, I am the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be what? And the inheritance will be whose? Theirs. So is darkness trying to kill you? You betcha. Why? Because they believe that they can receive your inheritance. Now you got to understand something. If you are heirs, then that means you have an inheritance. And by allowing the inheritance to be manifested, you must be in position. And what moves you out of position is self, which is promoted by pride, amen, protected by anger and fear. Is everybody with me? Okay. We see here that the powers of darkness are trying to take your inheritance. Has everybody got it? Go to John 10. You got to understand something. The enemy's not stupid. He's smart. In fact, the Bible says that he's a wise serpent, the most cunning serpent that there is. So he wants to not only, because he really believes that if he can steal your inheritance, it can be manifested. He wants to steal everybody's inheritance. Does everybody understand that? But you got to understand something else. Whom you serve is who you become a slave to. Does everybody understand? So if we serve darkness, we become a slave to darkness. If we serve light, we become a slave to light. Now in John 10, verse 7, it says that Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, I am the what? The door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. But the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it what? More abundantly. How is life going to be more abundantly if your inheritance is not manifesting? Has everybody got this? He says, but I am the door. Jesus is the door. Another, he says, listen, be like me, and you'll have access to everything. Jesus said, be like me, and you'll have access to everything. In other words, your character, your ethics, according to his, and you'll have access to everything. Be like me. Listen. Purpose of life, the purpose of life, because it says, and he'll give you life abundantly, right? What was Jesus' purpose of coming? To die. That's why he came. His whole focus and purpose was to die. So he knew that there was a specific time that he had. He didn't care about nothing else but making it to the cross. His purpose was to die so that you could receive everything. Does everybody understand that? So in his purpose of dying, he had to die to what? Self. So he walked in death to self, producing life for others. Your inheritance, get this now, your inheritance to be manifested in your life has to associate with dying to self. Now, the dying to self is so that your inheritance can be manifested to assist the growth of the body of Christ. Is everybody? It's not just for you to have big houses, big cars, and all kinds of things. It's to assist you in the growth of the body of Christ. Because everything that you see is temporary, but the things you don't see are eternal. Amen. Okay. Praise God. So what is the purpose of your inheritance? To assist the growth of the body of Christ. Jesus, when he walked, because his purpose was constantly to die, the heavens were always open to him. Weren't they? Because he walked in the denial of self. If you walk in the denial of self, you come under the Father of life. When you don't walk under the denial of self, you come under the Father of death. Now listen. When we are not denying ourselves and we're in the flesh and we become under the Father of death, right? Darkness. And you, if you stay there, you will receive that inheritance instead of the inheritance from the Father of light. And what is the inheritance of darkness? Eternal damnation. Does everybody understand this? The inheritance of coming under darkness is eternal damnation, separation from God. But by being under the Father of light, you are inheriting eternity. And with that, your inheritance can be manifested. That's why some people's inheritance all of a sudden stop. What happened? What have you been doing? Well, you're out of position. Well, what caused you to get out of position? Promotion of self. And because promotion of self is there, the self is an offspring of darkness. Now you've come back under the inheritance of darkness, and if you stay there, your inheritance will be eternal damnation. And that's what he's trying to do. What's he trying to do? Steal your inheritance so he can give you his. Everybody with me? Praise God. Go to Matthew 16. Oh, hallelujah. So you don't want to get out of position. You know, how many times have you been out of position and you realize, man, you know what? This is danger. This is danger. You know, people call and say, you know what? I can't make it out there. I need to get totally freed up. Why? Well, because I'm serving darkness. Well, okay, so. Well, I know I'm going to end up in hell. No kidding. Is everybody okay? Matthew 16. One thing you don't want to do is rob God. Is everybody all right now? In verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will what? You know, you ought to put up there, whoever desires everything. Hello. You know, the me, myself, and I want, I can't wait, I got to do this, I. That's what he's talking about. Whoever desires to save his life. You know, there are people going from job to job, place to place, church to church, trying to save their lives. And they still aren't in position because they can't deny themselves. I don't care how much praise and worship you do. I don't care how much speaking in tongues you do. I don't care how much reading the Bible you do. If you are out of position, you are out of your inheritance. Positioning is everything. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go a little further. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So you need to lose your life. What life? The life under the inheritance of darkness, which is the promotion of self. Me, myself, and I. Well, I want to do this. I want to do that. There are people out there wanting to serve God, but God is not using them. They're using God. Again, they're taking all the things of God from the shelf and using it to serve people, but God don't use them. There's a difference. And those are the ones that will stand before the Lord and they'll say, Lord, Lord, I did this. I cast out devils, man. I prophesied. I did all of these things. And the Lord said, I don't know you, man. I didn't send you to do it. You moved out of time and you're out of position. Hello. Okay. Denying of self. Why? Because self is an offspring of darkness. And a protector of self is pride. The protector and promoter of pride is fear. Anger. And then fear. Has everybody got it? Now look at this. He says, for what profit is it to a man if he what? Gains the whole world, gains a reputation, is well known and renowned and all of this other stuff. And loses his own soul. Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and he will reward each one according to his works. Now, there are dead works, and there are live works. Everything that's associated with self is a dead work. Everything's associated with by the direction of the Spirit of the living God is a live work. Amen? Remember we talked about you must be in place, of position, everything that will complement the anointing in your life. Or you'll be drained. Luke 10. Oh, hallelujah. Just simple, quick teaching today. God willing. He's already had a few scriptures already, so we'll just keep rolling. Is everybody warm now? Is everybody cold now? I'll share my fan. Hallelujah. Luke 10. Wait, this must be your idea. I know it. Looks familiar, though. Verse 30. Luke 10:30. Is everybody there? Then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. He probably had too many robes on. He didn't want to get anything dirty. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side too. Ooh. He was in a hurry for a meeting. He couldn't stop. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. And he went in to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said, go and do what? Likewise. So here's the question. Which one of these was dead? The Samaritan was dead to self, wasn't he? Amen. Everybody else had their own agenda. Hello. Everybody else said, man, they were, oh no, I can't take care of this. Which one died to self? Went out of his way and took what? Responsibility. Took what? Responsibility. You know, there's a lot of people who cast their cares on the Lord, but they also cast their responsibilities on the Lord too. Amen? We're not to cast your responsibility on the Lord. You cast your cares and take care of your responsibilities. Your inheritance is not manifested by talents or abilities, but by your death. Hello? Come on, say it with me. My inheritance is not manifested by my talents or abilities, but by my death. Period. His presence is your inheritance. Amen. In His presence, you have everything. And remember, pride will destroy your inheritance. Amen. Now listen, we want to be an asset to the kingdom of God and not a debit. So it's important that we get in position. God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So we're getting this and hope that counsel, correction, direction, conviction, and repentance would be manifested. Why? So that we can get in position and stop playing church and become a part of the body of Christ as an asset and not a debit. Remember, we shared before, and you heard this already, that when you are out of position, you become a breach in the body of Christ, and then that breach has to get healed, and there's so much time going to healing, and it prevents those from getting saved. So if you're out of position, the whole body of Christ must shift for that individual. And people do not see that because they're so caught up in self. And they say how much they love God. Well, if you love God, die. Because the Lord always says to me, will you die for me? And you can't go, but Lord. Can you imagine Saul who became Paul, got knocked off his horse, and he said, but wait a minute. You know what he said? Lord, what do you want me to do? Okay, you got my attention. What do you want me to do? Go to John 8. John 8. Oh, hallelujah. I believe it's John 8. Oh, hallelujah. John 8 and something here. Yeah. Start at verse 42. Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me, right? For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he who what? Sent me. Verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the what? Devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. In other words, promotion of what? Self. Do y'all get this? I'm telling you, this has got to be so clear to us. The promotion of self. When you're doing the things that you want to do, that you believe you should be doing, but it's not directed by God, as a promotion of self. And you come under the father of lies. And if you stay in that position, your inheritance will be eternal damnation. Because that's what the final inheritance is, isn't it? The Bible says, he who sows to the flesh shall reap what? This corruption, right? And he who sows to the spirit reaps what? Life. So if he can get you out of position, he causes you to sow into the flesh, which is the promotion of self, isn't it? And by promoting self, you are no longer manifesting the inheritance from the Father of light. You are manifesting the inheritance of the father of what? Darkness. And if you stay in that position, you will end up with eternal damnation. But we want our inheritance manifested, don't we? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 44, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Hallelujah. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. You know how many people reject counsel? Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Let me share something with you. There are many people going around thinking that they're men and women of God. There's a difference between child of God and man and woman of God. Because a man and woman of God does not fornicate. A man and woman of God does not get moved out of position. A man and woman of God is not associated with selfishness. A man and woman of God is responsible and accountable and acts and walks in the fear and the reverence to God Almighty. But children of God do not. Does everybody understand that? There's a difference between a child of God and a man and woman of God. Because I hear a lot of people saying that this is a man and woman of God or whatever. And I shared this already. I was counseling with an individual and he told me about his wife who was a woman of God. And I rebuked him. Because I said, if your wife was a woman of God, she wouldn't have allowed you to sleep with her before you got married. Don't tell me this. She's a child of God, getting prepared and learning how to become a woman of God, where she doesn't get moved and where men and women of God don't get moved. They don't get moved. They go through trials, they go through tribulations, they go through all kinds of stuff, but they will not move. Those are men and women of God. But children of God get moved. They get dirty, they get back up, they go do the same thing over and over and all kinds of stuff, just like a child. Amen. What are they doing? They're learning how to become men and women of God. They don't go ahead of God, and they don't slack behind. See, backsliding is going ahead of God also. People think backsliding is just moving backwards. They're doing the moonwalk, you know? That's because they're off the planet. But backsliding is also going ahead of God. They do that shuffle ahead. Get right out of position. Walking with God is in position. No move. You stand. No matter what is happening in your life, everything else will go around you and fall, but you will stand on the rock. No matter what. That is a man and woman of God. Everybody with me? Oh, hallelujah. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. Are you okay? Now, man and woman of God, when they say something, they're there. They'll do it one way or another. They don't make promises they can't complete. They are accountable and responsible. Listen, if you're involved in something, you better show up. You better be there. There's got to be open communication. A man and woman of God never leave their post. Never. Either that or they're children of God. Still learning how to become a man and woman of God. Why? Because by leaving the post puts them out of position. Out of position is always associated with self, isn't it? Does everybody get this? Oh, hallelujah. You don't buy things you're not supposed to? Hello? You don't give things you're not supposed to? You don't go to places you're not supposed to? There's a difference of staying in position. You don't cheat God on tithes and offerings? You don't break vows. You're careful of things you hear and see. You know how to fight. You know how to stand. And you know how to run. Because there's a time when you're to depart from evil. Hello. That doesn't mean you're a wimp. It means the battle's the Lord in that one. Believe me, there's times when I'm like, okay, Lord, this one's yours. Hallelujah. I just walk away and thank God. You know, and let me tell you something. When you're in position, and I'll tell you this is powerful. I was, you know, Lord, something happened, and I was like, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry for, man, I should have saw that, Lord. I'm really sorry. Oh, and the Lord said to me, Guy, your mistakes are my problems, not yours. If you stay in position, and that doesn't mean you're going to go out and make mistakes on purpose, right, to watch God's hand move. You're going to stay in position. You won't be moved by the soulish arena. You'll know when to give somebody money and when not to. How many of y'all see people asking for money on the corners and stuff? They say, looking for a job. They have a sign that says, looking for a job. But they're, you know, some of them are not looking for a job. One time, Mom and I were driving, and we were going somewhere. And the Lord said to me, now I don't read the newspapers. And the Lord said to me, stop and get a newspaper. I said, a newspaper? So I pulled in the store. I said, Mom, I'll be right out. I went and got a newspaper and put it next to us. And didn't think anything of it. Driving along, and all of a sudden, we stop at this place on this corner where there's a red light or something. And this guy comes running out. I see him running back and forth. And he's running in the car. He's asking for money. And I thought, well, you know. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit says, give him the want ads. I thought, whoa. Give him the want ads? He says, yes, give him the want ads. When he comes to your car, give him the want ads. So I drove up. Rolled my window down, got in preparation, got in position. I said, Ma, give me the want ads out of that paper. She looked at me going, what? I said, yeah, give me the want ads. I think she knew what I was about to do. So the guy come up to the car. Hey, you know, I didn't hear a word he said. I just said, here, God bless you. And he took the paper. Oh, he was angry. And I just drove off. And Mom said, did you see the sign that was on there? He had stomach cancer. I said, he's a liar. He's a liar. See, but if you're not in position, you'll take hold of that soulish arena. Oh, I remember casting out devils out of this one woman. And they were coming out, flying out of her eyes, were rolling in her head and all kinds of stuff. I was a few weeks old. I loved it. We all had a good time. It was Friday night intercessory prayer. Let's cast out a devil. You know? And we were casting out these devils, and all of a sudden this one came up and said, where will I go? I thought, oh my God, where will he go? Then I went, wait a minute. Who told me that? Aha! I said, oh, you're out of here, turkey. And I cast that thing out of him. But you know, for a second, he affected my soul. I thought, man, where will he go? Oh, where will I go? Back where you came from, a little varmint. Almost snagged me, but I was still a child, growing and learning. I was only a few weeks old. We must have casted out 20 devils out of this woman. We had a bucket out there. She was filling it up, man. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah! 1 Corinthians 15. Is everybody there? Verse 36, would you read it with me? Foolish one, bonehead. Come on. What you sow is not made alive unless it what? Dies. Dies. So the life of Christ cannot be manifested in you until the life of the carnal dies. And so it's no longer what you want, but it's what he wants. Now you can say, Lord, whatever you want, and still do your own thing. Amen. That's why he does something very special. He puts us in fellowship so we can learn the ways. Mark 12. Oh, hallelujah. Mark chapter 12. We're going to probably hear this fan humming on this thing. Sure feels good, though, I got to tell you. Is everybody cold? Are you hot? Do we have any hot volunteers here? Okay, be that way. In Mark 12 and verse 26. But concerning the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the burning bush passage, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You are therefore greatly mistaken. So he is the God of the what? Living. The one that gives life from his life, not the one that gives life of the carnal life. Does everybody understand that? He is the God of life. So that means that you and I, remember, he says he's the resurrection. Amen? He is the resurrection. He raises the dead, doesn't he? So if you want to be raised all the time, you got to be dead. Hello? That way, because he's the resurrection life. The only way the true life of the throne room of God is going to be manifested in you is if you're dead, so you can be constantly raised every day. That's why he says, deny yourself daily. That way your inheritance can be manifested. Has everybody got it? Is everybody okay? You ain't dead yet, are you? Hallelujah. Ezekiel 3. So the God of the living, then that makes us heirs so that the inheritance of Christ can be manifested in us. That means you got to die, man. Ezekiel 3. Everybody say it's a good day to die. Welcome to the house of death. Praise God. In Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 16. Now it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came to me, Ezekiel, saying, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of true ministries. Oh, Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Just think about how much blood was on our hands when we got out of position. Why? Because the effect that the breach had to be healed and repaired, and souls could not have been rescued. Because of every time we got out of position. You know, I've shared this before. Self does this. Self drops the stone or the pebble in water and can only see what's there. It cannot see beyond the ripple effects of all the other people it's going to damage. It can't see that far. And pride blinds discernment. It can't discern what's right and wrong. Amen. And the fruits of pride are rebellion and betrayal. The fruits of pride are what? Rebellion and betrayal. In other words, you can't trust this individual at all. And you know, once that pride comes up and they come out of position, You know, you can go at work and see your carnal bosses and how prideful they are. You know? I mean, you can tell the fruit of these individuals. And you can't trust them because you know that if you give your heart, that's why there's relationships where a man or woman can't receive the heart of the other individual because they know they're going to end up betraying them because they're bound by pride. Does everybody understand that? And pride does nothing but protect self. It lies. It does everything. It will not fulfill the will of God. And he says here, listen, man, you got to warn them. If the wicked is still... Now, the wicked is a representation of the unsaved. And there are times when God's going to use you to mention something to someone that's unsaved. Why? To try and get that individual position, in position. And hopefully he'll come to repentance. Amen? And if you don't do it, that blood will be on your hands. That's why God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because you rejected my knowledge, I'll reject you from being priest. And because you've forgotten the law of your God, I'll forget your children. Amen? Because it even go down right to there. And because of the blood that's on your hands, your children will be affected. Is everybody okay? But thank God when you get in position, oh, hallelujah. But if you're out of position, you're a danger to yourself and to everyone you come in contact. Especially if you know the truth and choose not to obey it. Yet, if you warn that person, okay. And verse 20. Again, when the righteous, that's someone who knows the truth. Has everybody got it? This is somebody that knows the truth. Again, when the righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a what? It's like the Lord putting his foot out and tripping that person. Getting his attention. You know? And I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because you did not give him warning, he shall die in his sins, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn that man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you have delivered your soul. When an individual breaks covenant with God, he loses everything, every treasure. When he breaks covenant with God. But his life is spared so he can build it back up. Amen. So the Lord says, if you don't warn these individuals, the blood is on your hands. You know, some people will come to counsel and they'll think that we're against them. What we're doing is warning them. Why? Because I'm not going to take care of somebody else's blood. I'm accountable to God, and each and every one of us is accountable to God. If you refuse the counsel of the Lord, you are cursed. And only you can break that curse off of you. Nobody else can. And you must get back in position and repent. And do the first thing that God asked you to do already, to fulfill what you're supposed to do. Either that, you will walk in that curse all of your days. And you will struggle. You'll have a hard time all the time. Think the devil always have access to you and steal things. Is everybody with me? And it's a terrible way to live. Go to 2 Timothy 3. You know, in this area where there's pride, of course, we know it's a promoter of self, an individual can't receive counsel and they actually reject the Lord. And they rebel and betray. Oh, hallelujah. They're quick to come against ministries or people involved in their lives because they have to blame it on everybody else. Pride is not willing to take its own responsibility. And does everybody get it? It's not willing to take its own responsibility. It casts its cares on the Lord, but also casts its responsibilities on the Lord. Pride will never take its own responsibility. And they blame everybody else for their stuff. They're willing to dump their responsibilities on ministries instead of taking care of them themselves sometimes. Does everybody understand that? Do you know that somebody must do your reaping every time you're out of position? Somebody must reap, do your reaping. You know, in our discipleship house and so forth, you know, and we are blessed and honored. Because only God can position you to take somebody else's reaping. Everybody, you know, when families, when husbands and wives take back their spouses that have been that they've been disobedient or out using drugs and so forth and whatever, those families are reaping. They're reaping because the husband is out doing drugs or the wife is out doing drugs, and then you know, there's not enough money for this or whatever, and they're out of position, aren't they? Amen. Somebody must reap for your irresponsibility. It's amazing to me when I, you know, marriages are so delicate. And they're ordained by God. And it blows my mind that men and women of God get divorced. It blows my mind. In the area because of, they don't agree with something. Does everybody get it? They don't agree with something. I'm not talking about fornication or adultery. I'm talking about because they just don't agree with something. Or the wife says, well, I've been called to go serve the Lord, and you're either coming with me or not. I'm divorcing you. Or the husband says the same thing. The divorce should not even be discussed. Because the Bible says that the man is sanctified by the woman who is right, or the woman is sanctified by the man who is right. But either one of them is right, and only God is right. Amen? And what happens is it moves that individual out of position. I don't care how much serving you're doing for God, you're using God, and God's not using you. Oh, hallelujah. Where did I say to go? Thank you. Oh, praise you, Lord. Amen. 2 Timothy 3. Is everybody there? Praise God. Would you read it with me? Verse 1. But know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. Are you in the last days? Is there perilous times? You betcha. It's going to get worse, too. Hallelujah. That means you're going to look even better. You know, isn't it amazing how God makes you look good? You know, some people come up to me and say, oh, Pastor, that was a good message. I'm like, man, he makes you look good, don't he? It ain't me. It's him. Don't you ever take credit for the message God gives you. You're a little prideful, thank you. Verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of what? That's the first thing. Themselves. Promoters of self. Lovers of cash. Money. These two things move people out of position all the time. Money and self. Or self and money. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, betrayal, rebellious, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasure means lover of self. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into ministries and households and make captives of gullible men and women, load them down with sins and by various lusts. They are always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the what? They can't come to the knowledge of the truth. See, they're always eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the problem. They can't digest the things of God because they're out of position. please listen. If you're out of position, you can hear all the words you want, and you can't digest them, because only when you are in the Spirit are you able to receive the things of the Spirit. Other than that, it just becomes a seed that will convict. Come on, you get it? It will become a seed that convicts so that you get back in position. Once you get back in position, you're able to receive and digest. Other than that, you can't. And that's what he's talking about. These are individuals that are out of position, claiming to be men and women of God, but they can't digest it. They're always learning, 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 but they're eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil still. They're not eating from the tree of life, because you can't eat from the tree of life until you are in position. Adam and Eve were put in position. That's why they got to eat from the tree of life. Once they got out of position, they no longer could eat from it. The only thing they ate from was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it produced death. Does everybody get this? Oh, you got to die. And your days that are coming, you got to die even harder. You got to die harder. You got to stop living for people and start living for God. You can't live for your wife, your children. You can't live for nothing else but Him. You can't live for your job, your ministry. You can't live for nothing else but for Him. And as you live for Him, everything else falls into place. Everything is a blessing. Whoa. I'm blessed with a wife and child. I'm blessed with children. I'm blessed. I am blessed. But my life is not in anywhere or anyone but in Him. These are just benefits. These are benefits. My wife is a benefit of being in position. My wife is a benefit of my life in Him, not my life in her. We complement the life that God has given us, that He would receive the glory. Does everybody understand that? It's different. Oh, hallelujah. They eat of the tree of knowledge, having a form of godliness, call themselves men and women of God, but they're out of position. Amen? Is everybody okay? Go to Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4. So you think God's trying to get us in position? And so that we're able to warn others? How many of y'all want to manifest the inheritance of the Lord? How many of y'all want to manifest the inheritance of the devil? Oh, good. I don't see any hand here. Come on. I'll give you another opportunity. Nobody here wants to manifest the inheritance of the devil? Really? Oh, you know what that means? You got to die. Oh, you know what a great inheritance also. There's healing, there's deliverance, there's freedom. And it's inheritance from the Lord. But there's nothing but bondage and fear and corruption and the inheritance of the devil. Torment. And then eventually eternal damnation. Even fear of death. People are afraid to die. Now nobody knows how you're going to die. Only God knows that. Hopefully every one of us here will be raptured up. Hallelujah. We'll be giving high fives on the way up. Yo, we made it. Glory. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 4 and verse 11. And He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. There it is. Everybody hear that? For the equipping of the saints and for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of the anointing, or Christ, that we should no longer be children, hello, children, children, and children, but men and women of God, because children are always tossed to and fro and associated with self. Amen. That's why we're together, aren't we? So that we can mature more. Not that we're to be not lose the arena of being childlike. The Bible says we stay childlike. And a child is all trusting. Amen. Quick to forgive. And man, they're like sponges. They want everything. We want more of God. We got to be quick to forgive. Amen. And all trusting Him. You know, a child trusts a parent, even when the child is abused, because it knows nothing else. Knows nothing else. And that child grows up the same way as a mother or father or whatever, in the same circumstance, thinking that it's okay until it comes under the inheritance of God, where the parent is in position and it flows through. It hurts my heart. We've gone down to the coalition sometimes, and I see a mother with a child out there prostituting while that child waits on the side. Man, I want to take that kid. Kick the mother right in the butt. Grieves me badly. There's sometimes where I just can't take it. I see this stuff on TV, man, I just weep. Because it's the children that receive the garbage for the stupidity of a parent. I won't go there anymore. Hold on. Hallelujah. What did I say to go? Are we done here? Praise God. That we should no longer be children, 14, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to an effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself. Oh, hallelujah. It's so important to stay in position and get in position. I just want to close in Colossians 1. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1. In verse 9, glory to the Lamb. Manifesting the your inheritance, healing, deliverance, freedom, blessings, prosperity. Why? Because His presence is there. And when you have His presence, you have everything. But without His presence, you have nothing. Only what you bring is self-promotion and by self-works, which are dead works, which will be counted of nothing. Amen? Is everybody okay? Are you getting it today? It's a good day to die? Yeah. Yeah. Quick, let's die! In verse 9, read it with me. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's being in position, man. That's manifesting your inheritance. Strengthened with all might. Not a weenie or a wimp. But not being moved, but standing strong. Not being set apart by emotional distractions or ungodly desires. But standing strong because your life is in nothing else but Him and only Him. According to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be what? Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the knowledge of His Son, of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in him and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. Are you willing to give him your life? Are you willing to die so that you can get in position and so that the inheritance that he so paid the price for could be manifested in your life? Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we are honored and blessed. We give you glory and praise. And Lord, we take this opportunity again and we repent for those areas of selfishness and greed, for doing our will and not yours, Lord. We repent for those areas, Lord, of allowing darkness, the inheritance of darkness, to be manifested in our life instead of the kingdom of light to be manifested. Lord, forgive us from being moved out of position by worldly attentions, worldly attractions, and worldly deceptions, selfish ambitions, anxieties. Lord, forgive us for moving ahead of you. And forgive us for slacking too far behind. Lord, have mercy upon us and restore us to our first love, to our first work. And position us in that place that will support the anointing you've given us. That you may be glorified in everything that we do, and that everything will be a live work instead of a dead work. Lord, I pray a blessing over each and every one, and Lord, protect this seed that will grow and bear fruit for your glory, and that you may be glorified in Jesus' name.